The long-awaited merger between the PNC and the CPP is likely to come to fruition following proposals submitted by CPP to the PNC on a possible merger. The General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said the PNC will hold a NEC meeting tomorrow to discuss the issue. We now have him on the line to tell us more. Now, Mr. Mona, what is contained in these proposals?
Thank you very much. Meeting tomorrow, basically as part of our reorganization strategy, and we'll be talking about the unity talks between the Convention People's Party and the People's National Convention, and also to think about this for the National Delegates Congress, if any. But basically, what is contained in the CPP proposal is that they outline the broad tradition of the party to include that of Nkrumah, Igala, and the man. They move on to suggest that the name CPP should be accepted, and they move on that there should be a composite symbol with the coconut and the cockerel. And they made other auxiliary recommendations that they have brought to us. It is for our National Executive Committee meeting to either accept or make counter proposal to what the CPP has offered. And then thereafter, I'm sure that the two groups will then have to meet at one point to quickly look at the issues and to see where we can have common grounds to move forward. But as I am aware, when General Secretary of the CPP, former General Secretary, Professor Nino Edewuna, and Gabriel Puaman, they had concluded on matters of this nature, and we have a blueprint to that effect. So when we agree, I am sure that after tomorrow, we'll be able to engage with our brothers and sisters in the CPP in a more meaningful and purposeful manner.
Mr. Mona, have your party realized now that it will be difficult to win elections in this country until there is a merger?
We have always stood that Nkrumah's philosophy has always been to unite, and that if one word could describe Nkrumah, that word could be unity. And therefore, we think that it is appropriate that we should rally our brothers and sisters who are of the Nkrumah tradition, so that together we can work towards accelerating our coming into office. And so the PNC has always been ready for it. The question has always been that, is the CPP and the other political parties ready? But as we still have the mandate of our last Congress, which says that we should enter into unity with the Convention People's Party, the PNC is committed to that, and tomorrow is a further step towards the realization of the mandate given to us by Congress that we should unite with the Convention People's Party.
Now, so will we say that the PNC is actually prepared to play a secondary role as touching this merger?
We are coming together whether there is a first role and a secondary role. What is essential is that the PNC is irrevocably committed to our uniting with the Convention People's Party. And we hope that tomorrow our National Executive Committee will be able to give us the further steps that are necessary towards realizing this dream.
Okay, what about the issue of electing a flag bearer in other positions? Now, how smooth is this going to go?
Once we have been able to consummate the idea that we are all interested in unity, the flag bearer contest, the National Executive contest, or interim executive will be the next steps that we'll be looking at. But important is for us to agree that we are interested in the unification, that we take the steps to fuse assets and liabilities. And it's possible we can establish an interim executive and the current executive. And good for Congress is to dissolve the two political parties to fuse them into one. And I'm sure that what is essential is not individual positions. I have said that if it requires that, I should relinquish my position now and now, so as to ensure that the two political parties come together. Trust me, I am ready to do so, and I'm committed to ensuring that the two parties come together. After all, united we matter, divided we shatter.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bernard Mona. You are the General Secretary of the PNC.